Yes. Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much for mom and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Well, I don't blame him, cause his redhead head, but the meanest thing that he ever did. But before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought it was quite a joke, behind him but there are a lot of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I would red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. And I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard and my wits got keen. I roamed from town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars that I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Was Gatlinburg in mid-July. I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon in a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my old sweet dad from a worn-out ticket from under hat. I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you're gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, he come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. Well, I busted a tear right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall into the street, kicking and a gouging and mudding the blood and the beer. Well, I knew I couldn't be tougher then, but I couldn't really remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. And he stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I knew I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye, and I knew you had to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped you make truth through. So I give you this. But you ought to thank me before I die for that gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up, threw down my gun, called him a paw, and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And if you think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win, and if I ever think I have a son, I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue.